This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Still real estate now. New report out from the consultancy ValueStrap paints a fairly gloomy picture on the Dubai real estate market. Joining us on the line with the details is the head of real estate research at ValueStrap, Haider Tuwaima. Morning, Haider.
Good morning. Morning, Richard.
So the headline we're going with is that Dubai home sales fell around about 50% in the second quarter of this year. That is April, May and June. Tell us the story behind the numbers.
Well, first of all, I just hope it's not a gloomy report, more of a realistic, hopefully representative of the market kind of a report. And these figures, we focus on cash sales. So this would be excluding mortgage sales. We look at only units, so only apartments and villas. So it's very important to know the methodology. And we compare that with the second quarter of last year. And yes, indeed, it's about 50% down.
Okay, so let's look a little bit more deeply about what kind of transactions we are seeing, Haider.
Yep. Well, you know what happened in the last, if we look at this report, basically the first half of 2020, and the first half was very, very much different. The first 2 months of it was really, really good. And the first quarter of this year was probably the best first quarter for a very long time, since 2014, probably. But the second quarter, we were hit by many things. So first of all, we have the lockdown measures being implemented. We have Ramadan. And basically, usually that is a quiet period with transactions. And easing of movement only happens sometime late May. So it doesn't come to any surprise that these transactions are where they are.
What are we seeing in terms of prices, Haider? However you want to quantify it, perhaps in terms of dirhams per square foot or however you quantify it.
Sure. We use the ValueStrap Price Index. And in this one, the number that we put in the report is at the moment, as of June at least, it's 881 dirhams per square foot, which is the weighted average for the city of Dubai. And that is very much equal with 2010 levels.
How does it compare to this time last year, or how does it compare to the recent peak of 2014?
Well, compared to last year, it's about 12% below. Compared to the peaks of 2014, June of 2014, you can say 30-40%.
30-40%. Okay. Let's talk about the other elements of the real estate market. I know your report also looks at the office market, Haider. What did you learn about the office market in Dubai?
Well, the office market is no exception, definitely. The same picture, as you can see in the report, compared to last year in terms of volume, 80% down. It comes to no surprise there. And even comparing to the first quarter, so the second quarter compared to the first quarter, 72% down in terms of volume. The only thing for offices that is actually stable is rents. So the second quarter rents compared to the first quarter rents are more or less stable.
A couple of final quick questions. One of them is about the retail sector. We know it's been challenging for retail. What have you learned?
Well, for the interesting part of the retail, which goes together with the flight restrictions and the movement restrictions, is that, and I think everyone would agree that at the moment malls are pretty busy, but not with tourists. It's mostly with us residents and local Emiratis who didn't have the chance to travel. And right now, and especially when they opened movement restrictions towards children, you see a lot of families. So I think the footfall in malls has improved, at least relatively speaking, has improved due to this fact that people, instead of traveling abroad and doing their shopping in another country, this shopping is happening internally. So I guess that's a little bit of good news for the retail.
Finally, Haider, before we let you go, Stuart's been in touch with a question. He said he picked up on your comment that you don't include in the residential bit of your report, you don't include mortgage sales or sales with home loans. Stuart's asking why not and what difference would that make?
Well, for several reasons, and the main reason is because we don't want to double count any transaction. Now, sometimes with Dubai Land Department transactions, you will find it's one sale, so it's made as a mortgage, but it's mentioned in both databases. So it's mentioned in the cash, let's say 1 million dirham property. So it's mentioned as in the mortgage, it's 750 dirhams because of the loan to value, 750,000, and it's considered 1 million as the total price. So that's a bit of double counting. And the second reason is the remortgage market. So people can move from one bank to another, and therefore it is registered as a transaction. And that's not really a new sale. So we try as best as we can to compare apples with apples over time. And with mortgages, it's a little bit difficult to do that.
Haider, great talking to you. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Haider Twemer. He's the head of real estate research at ValueStrat. Picking up on his comments about the retail sector. This is, I mean, he says it's not a gloomy report, it's a realistic report. Fair enough, it's his report, he can call it what he wants. But when it comes to the residential story, it's not particularly positive. The office story isn't positive. But he did say the malls are doing really, really well. Footfall is up this summer. And I guess that's intuitive, isn't it?
I popped into an exceptionally large mall, in fact, the largest, yesterday.
Let's call it Dubai Mall.
Let's call it Dubai Mall for the sake of argument. It took me 15 to 20 minutes to find a car parking space at, what time did I leave you after lunch? 3:30?
It was quite a good lunch, yeah, 3:30, yeah.
At 3:30 in the afternoon on a work day. And I had to go up up to the sixth level before I found myself a car park. It's full.
And it does speak to one of the comments that I read out of Europe, and the fact that there's lockdown there, that for the wealthier countries in Europe, the United Kingdom, Germany as well, actually the fact that no one's travelling could be a boon to the economy.
Because well, you've got a bit more money in your pocket. You're spending it at home because you're not going abroad. And they're hoping that that might actually even help the luxury sector, which has taken one of the biggest hits, where people aren't thinking, you know, I'll buy the posh handbag on my holiday where it might be a bit cheaper, but buying it at home if they are in the market to buy one.
I'm seeing something completely different. Sorry. I went to a mall yesterday to grab something after the show, and it was empty, a mall not a million miles from here, which is very well known. And the similar sort of thing with parking. Parking was a nightmare, but only because they closed about four floors of the parking. They'd limited the parking to just a couple of elements of the mall. And when you got into the mall, it was notable how few people there were inside. It was midday yesterday afternoon, not prime time for going to malls or anything like that. And I was very much in and out. But yeah, it was notably quiet. So I'm not quite sure where he's getting his numbers from.
The thing that got me yesterday was the amount of people sitting at cafes.
Okay.
In malls?
In malls.
See, that's a strange one for me as well, because you'd think that more people would like the independence, wouldn't you? Smaller, less interaction with other people, if you've got that sort of element of fear factor of rubbing shoulders with the great unwashed.
I pop my head into Fashion Avenue, and where there is a lot of very pretty coffee shop type places.
Well, you'd be lucky to get a cappuccino for less than 35 dirhams.
And there were a lot of people drinking said cappuccinos.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.